Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good evening. John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Welcome to the show. If you're checking out Rockers in Recovery for the first time, you can check us out at rockersinrecovery.com. Gives you all the information that you would want to know about who we are and what we've been doing for the last 10 years. Started Rockers in Recovery in 2008. And, of course, we are a media company, and we deal with addiction issues, amongst other things. And tonight we are having a show that is going to be an informative and education show, different varieties of ways that you can seek help. And we also have a musical guest that's coming on, Vic Monty from the Crush Band. So we're looking forward to having Vic on with us and having a great show. And tonight we're going to start out with Dr. Michael Lingotti, and he is out of the Whole Health of Delray Beach, and we're going to get him on the phone. We're going to talk about Hep C. I found out some amazing stuff just reading over the last couple of days on Hep C. Dr. Mike, you with us?
I am here, John. Thank you. Nice to talk to you tonight.
It's very good to have you on the show, and if you could just give a little bit of a breakdown on who you are and what you do so people understand who you are from your words.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a double board certified physician in Delray Beach, originally board certified in family medicine and in addiction medicine as well, and I've been in Delray Beach for about 15 years. Treating the recovery community in every capacity, from inpatient detox to sober living, and then on their own in the community. And that's what our office is dedicated to do, is to serve that community.
So here's a news flash for everybody, and especially us baby boomers. 60% of intravenous drug users have Hep C. That's a staggering amount of people. And from what I'm understanding, they're saying that everybody in the baby boomers era should really all be tested. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. And those statistics, you know, I would say, honestly, in my practice, that's right on. It's at least 60% of my patients that are intravenous drug users. And the baby boomers, you know, part of the problem with hepatitis C is, quite frankly, there are modes of transmission that probably remain to be elucidated. I don't know if, you know, these baby boomers have had blood transfusions or shared needles or what the case may be, but there are many people with hepatitis C that really have no idea where they could have contracted it.
And is it sexually transmitted also, correct?
You know, that's kind of a tough question. So in theory, it can be. We definitely would say it can be. It's very rarely in practice sexually transmitted. It's more a function of blood-to-blood transmission. So the more traumatic types of sexual activity, not to be too graphic, would probably be more apt to transmit a virus like that.
Okay. So at this point, when you are dealing with somebody that's just getting clean or coming to you and they're in detox and they go through the process of doing all of their blood work and all of those things, they specifically, do you test for this, or do they have to ask for it to be tested?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It's a formal part of the screening of all of our patients.
Okay. So what happens at the point where a person, you know, is doing all of your, you know, blood work and going through the process, and they find out that not only they're dealing with their own addiction issues, but now they have Hep C? I'm sure there's got to be fear and anxiety, you know, and things that, you know, could actually be detrimental to them staying put. You know, they want to run. I know how I was. You know, anytime fear came up, I wanted to run.
Absolutely. That's absolutely a big part of it, and definitely something we can contend with. And then, you know, the other part is trying to figure out, frankly, the right time to initiate treatment, because the treatment, the new cutting-edge treatment with these medications like Harvoni and Epclusa, and these basically one pill a day for 3 months medications with minimal side effects. It's not like the old days with ribavirin, interferon, that had debilitating side effects and kind of, you know, negligible success. These new medications are like 95% successful, and we're calling it a cure. And the problem is, though, that they're extraordinarily expensive. It could be $50,000 to $100,000 for these medicines. And the reason I bring that up is if somebody is, you know, clean, at that point, do we initiate that treatment? And the insurance companies kind of balk at that, and they say, you know, this kid's a month clean, and he or she has a history of chronic recidivism, and the likelihood of he or she getting re-exposed to Hep C after we pay for all this medicine is very high. And so it's really a tough situation, to be honest with you.
I understand that you have a program that you're helping people with Hep C, and can you give us a little bit of details on that and how that Hep C program works within your program?
Yeah, absolutely. At our office in Delray Beach at Whole Health, we have our own lab for blood work and things of that nature. So we basically can do all of the not only hepatitis C, but primary care blood work, such as blood counts and chemistries and cholesterol, thyroid testing and sexually transmitted diseases and hormone testing and anything that might be applicable. But in amongst that is the hepatitis C antibody testing and the viral load and genotype that we can do right on site. In addition to that, I purchased something called a FibroScan machine, which actually stages the extent that the liver has been damaged by the virus. And this is something that's required by a lot of insurers in order to cover the medication. So the long story short is we have everything under our roof at Whole Health to provide for the effective diagnosis and basically triaging of these patients to either get the insurance, if they have insurance, to get them to pay for the medication. But other than that, we actually work with a pharmaceutical company that can get the patient scholarship for the medication. So we can take in a limited, you know, obviously everything has expense and overhead, but we can take in a limited amount of scholarship patients where we can do the blood work and the FibroScan and everything at no cost to the patient because they're indigent or they have no insurance and they have no means to pay. And then I can get them scholarship for the medication. So it's like giving somebody a $50,000 gift and, you know, curing them of their hepatitis C. So we're very proud of that.
So that's an amazing thing, and that's a lot of giving back to the community. That's, you know, that's what it's all about. As a private practice, an urgent care and a drug treatment in Delray Beach, do you find that your family practice that you have, you know, a family practice where you're dealing with kids and adults, and then you see as time goes by, somebody might end up with an issue, and they already have somebody like you at their disposal that parents can come to and talk to and find out more information to help their kids?
Absolutely. And what I find is, I think what is reality across our entire country, unfortunately, and that's that every family, whether they be my so-called normal patients, Medicare age patients, families in Delray Beach, every family has been touched by this disease and, you know, to a certain extent, and it can be a personal issue, or it could be a child's issue, a father or mother's issue, but everybody can relate to it. And I honestly have that dialogue with my so-called normal patients. I hate to use that term, but I think you know the spirit with which I mean it. But
absolutely.
I have that dialogue more often than not, quite frankly.
Here you have, the addiction treatment aspect of it. Let's look at that. We've talked about Hep C. Let's talk about the treatment aspect of it. You deal with a lot of opioid clients and a lot of opioid addicts and people that are trying to turn their lives around. Now, there are this organization and fundamental thought that you shouldn't be treating addiction with medication. Or if you're treating addiction with a medication, you're really not clean. And that being said, what are your feelings on those types of comments?
Yeah, this is a topic that I really could speak all night on, and I'm so passionate about. And honestly, well, let me start by saying that the whole spirit of medicine, whatever disease we're dealing with, I don't care if it's diabetes, heart disease, addiction, cancer,
The whole spirit of medicine is individualized treatment. And that involves a physician sitting down, speaking to a patient, and coming up with a game plan. And that game plan is never the same for any given patient. Just like all my diabetic patients are not on the same medications, and all my hypertensive patients are not on the same blood pressure medications, all my patients with a substance use disorder are not on the same medications. And, you know, I don't know how to stress that enough. And we have this abstinence-based population in the recovery community that, you know, sit there even to this day after 60,000 kids died last year and are thumping their big book saying 12 steps is the only way to get clean and MAT is not being clean and Suboxone is evil. And listen, man, I think we need to redefine success. And to me, success, the first success is my patient is alive. Okay, that's my first success. So if these abstinence-based treatment centers want to brag about their single-digit success rates with their opiate use disorder clients, I mean, they're free to do so. I just don't see it. I mean, again, 60,000 kids died last year, and they're still screaming about, you know, abstinence is the only way to go. And these kids are dying. So I don't know as a physician how, again, with any chronic disease, there is a medication component and there's a behavioral component. If I have a 400-pound diabetic patient, I may give him insulin and cholesterol medicine, blood pressure medicine, but I'm also counseling him on diet, exercise, weight loss, and things like that. But I don't say, listen, you're 400 pounds, lazy, you know, go exercise, go lose weight. I'm not giving you your medication. It's a combined approach, and the chronic disease of addiction is no different. There's a behavioral component, which is what this whole residential PHP, IOP, OP, you know, NAAA, all of that stuff is based on. But there's absolutely a medical component and a medication component to this disease. And, you know, as long as the community continues to shun that and not have an open mind, and there are reasons for that we could get into if you'd like, as long as they continue to do that, there's going to be, you know, increasing morbidity and mortality in this population.
You know something, Doc? What we're going to do, because we are coming towards the end of the segment, and what I want to do is bring you back, because I think there's a whole lot we need to talk about. So
my pleasure.
I think that this could be, you know, a 2 or 3 or 4 interview thing here that we're dealing with. And I believe that the information from both sides needs to be discussed, and people need to come to understand that there are, you know, it's not a cookie cutter approach. Everybody's individualized. And, you know, I'm going to leave it with that. In closing, what would you say to anybody that might be out there that needs help, that might be looking for help, or a family member looking for help for a loved one?
I would say get help immediately. And, you know, especially within the case of opiate use disorder, unfortunately, all these patients are quite literally one use at any given time away from death. And it's that simple. Get help immediately.
And it's Dr. Ligotti, and that's LIGOTTI.com. DrLigotti.com. And you can also reach Dr. Ligotti by calling 855-636-9242. Offices in Delray Beach. And please make sure that you check out the Rockers in Recovery page, because we just put up 2 blogs. One is from, of course, the doc, and he wrote it on Hep C. Please check that out. It's the second blog from the top of our blog. So you can check that out and click on it, go right to his site also that way, and find out more information. So, Doc, we thank you for being on tonight. We look forward to having you back with us, and we're really, really thrilled about having you also at our festival, which is coming up on November 10th and 11th. We're looking forward to having you there.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it as well. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
No problem, man, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Sounds great, John. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, guys. So, John Hollis, again, with Rockers in Recovery. We want to thank Dr. Ligotti for being on with us. And we have a really cool lady with us. I actually kept her up to be able to keep her on the show. Her name is Dana, and she's with Riverside Recovery out of Tampa. Dana, welcome to the show. Glad you stayed
hey,
up.
Hey, guys.
You got it. Listen, I love you know, what I was just reading, I just actually was pulling up your blogs before the show, and it says opioid epidemic, addiction versus dependence. If you're at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook, you can click on that blog that's there, and it'll bring you right to Riverside Recovery's page, their website. And it's rrtampa.com. But this is a great article, Addiction versus Dependence. Check that out. I think you guys would like that. What, in your opinion, does that mean to you? You know, I see what the article says and the blog says. But, you know, when you're dealing with an opioid epidemic and you have addiction versus dependence, there's a big difference between that with some people.
Yes. Well, I have firsthand experience, well, maybe secondhand. My mom's friend is dependent on opioids. Her doctor put her on them. She was having pain issues, and now she's withdrawing from them. But she's not necessarily an addict. She's never been, but she is dependent on them. And obviously addiction is a whole other thing. So, you know, they are totally different, but I do think it's really sad that people are getting hooked on it. But, you know, sometimes I think it confuses people because those people might need rehab or might need detox, but they don't necessarily need to stay abstinent long-term from alcohol. So there definitely is an issue, and I hope people understand that.
So that being said, at Riverside Recovery of Tampa, you're an organization that is a great community organization. I've read a lot of different things and the things that you're doing. In your community and even past your community, other people come from far and wide to come to your organization. Okay. What are some of the things that you can help a family member with to be able to let them know the comfortability level of their loved one that's coming to you? What can you say to that person that says, hey, listen, you know, they're going to be okay. Everything is going to be all right. What can you say to them?
Well, when anyone sends their family member to us, we actually have a couple things we do. We have a family program. So that family can come down and see them for the weekend. They can stay and receive therapy with the patient. Other things we have are we do update the family. It could be every day. It could be every week. It really depends on if the family is healthy for the patient and they decide on that with the therapist. You know, sometimes the family is having their own addiction or codependency, and it might not be a good idea to get updates every week because they need to learn to be apart from them. In other cases, maybe they need to reconnect and they haven't been connected, and in that case, that's when we recommend that they actually attend the family program. So there are a lot of different things we do for families, but the one thing that is definitely true is that your family will be able to sleep safe knowing they're in a good, safe place.
Very cool. The question I have for you is, what brought Dana to the point where she said, you know something, I want to work with addicts? What made that turn for you?
Well, I think it was kind of cosmic in a way. It just fell into my lap. But, you know, I am 5.5 years sober. I came down here to go to treatment. I tried once before that back in my hometown. I could not get sober in my hometown. The people, places, and things really does ring true to me. Like, I had to leave where I was using. So I came down here. I went to Karen Renaissance. I've been sober now, as I said, over 5.5 years. And about a year after I got sober, someone offered me a job in an intake department for Pocono Mountain Recovery Center. I started there. I learned how to intake people. I started talking to people about my experience, strength, and hope, how I got sober. And it really started showing me that I had a knack for talking to people. You know, I loved helping people. And ever since then, someone talked to me after that, and they were like, hey, Dana, I think you'd be really good at networking and doing business development and helping, you know, get people to come to treatment and telling them your experience and, you know, traveling around. And then that kind of fell in my lap. 4 years later, I'm still doing it, and it's the best job I've ever had. And, you know, I love helping people. I love talking to people. And if we can't take them, I always make sure I help them in some way. And I think I have a reputation for that, which I'm proud of.
It's beautiful. And you've been with Riverside Recovery for, what, 4 years now?
No, Riverside Recovery is relatively new. They opened in August. They hired me in May. I could not refuse the job offer. It is an amazing place. That staff cares like no one I've ever seen. The community of Tampa really needed a good staff, and I felt like I had a lot to contribute to it, from my ideas to my work ethic to the fact that it's a place I really believe in, and I can say that 100%.
So you're looking at Detox Residential and IOP,
yes.
Behavioral health facility, and you
yes.
also deal with a family program, which you already discussed a little bit about. You
mm-hmm.
also have a trauma program. Tell us a little bit about the trauma program, because I think that's huge.
Yes. So in the trauma program, as most do, we do have EMDR. We also have the biosound bed that's good for people with PTSD. We're really trying to focus on helping more people in the military, maybe even eventually having a program just for them. We also have specialized groups just for the people with trauma. They're gender specific. So if you're talking about a specific traumatic event, you're not going to be in a mixed room, a co-ed room. It'll be just women and just men. They'll also get more individual sessions, sometimes up to 3 a week. So that is really needed. When you have trauma, one session a week just doesn't do it. I had it myself. It didn't work. So there's just a little bit more attention in those areas with those clients, from the specialized groups to extra individuals to follow through with after residential. You know, if we think they need a higher level of care, that's why we work with other facilities that maybe just the trauma-based IOP would work for them if they need 5 days a week, or they'll stay in ours. So, you know, we do what's best for the client always, and I think that's something good about us as well.
Dana, I got a question for you as far as the professional program. Now, on as far as professionals program, my understanding of something like that is if it's a nurse, a
mm-hmm.
doctor, somebody that
yes.
would be, a high-profile person, that's more of a professional,
so
treatment. Is that correct?
So the professionals program can be anyone from a doctor, nurse, or therapist to a celebrity mm-hmm. who needs a lot of privacy. We have private rooms for them. The good thing is the price of it is no different than our regular program. So this can also be a teacher, an aviation pilot, a first responder. The main difference is that they might have access to their phone and computer at times if it's approved and watched, of course, like a business owner. And we also try and help them get back into their workforce. They work with specialized people, how to kind of integrate back into their career. So the program definitely is tailored, but it doesn't exclude any type of professional.
That's cool. So somebody comes to treatment and they're a business owner and their complaint has
mm-hmm.
been the whole time, I can't leave. I can't leave. I got too
mm-hmm.
much going on. Well, you kind of
mm-hmm.
nip that in the bud by telling them, listen, we
yes.
can give you access at certain times. So it gives somebody
yes.
the understanding that, listen, they're not going to be cut off completely.
No.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. Now, as far as some of the outreach stuff that you do, I'm just going to, because I've read some of the stuff and I've looked you up,
mm-hmm.
especially on your Facebook page and all that stuff. You guys do a lot
mm-hmm.
of outreach. You do a lot of community stuff.
Yes.
You're getting ready to be with us at the Rockers and Recovery Sobriety
yes,
Rocks Music
excited.
Festival. Yeah, we are too, and we're excited to have you there and have you come over from Tampa and be a part of it. And most importantly, I think that when you have organizations like yourself that are willing to give back to the community, like the doctor, that shows a
mm-hmm.
lot to anybody that should be listening
mm-hmm.
right now, because there's lots of organizations out there that would rather take than give to any community. And,
mm-hmm.
and trust me, we run into them all the time. So that being said, I want to give you guys like gold star prompts, man, because something for
yeah.
you to be able to say, hey, listen, we want to make sure that we can get the message out there with Rockers and Recovery, and we can do that in a strong way, is great stuff, and we thank you for your support.
Yeah, I thank you guys too. I think what you're doing is amazing. And I mean, the reason, the owners opened this facility was to give back. Like, that was their main goal. They didn't do it to become, millionaires. This was a side project for all of them. They wanted to help people in the community at an affordable price. And that still rings true today. And I hope it always does. And that's why I'm there.
You're the best. We appreciate you being on the show tonight, and I'm going to let you go so that way you can get some sleep.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on.
I cannot
and
wait
we'll
to
definitely...
see you guys.
Yeah, man, and we'll have you on the air down there, too, because I'm going to be live from down there, too. So we'll get you back on the air, and we'll talk some more and
learn a little bit
more about you. We want to hear your story.
All right. Well, I definitely will, and I will see you guys then.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks for being on the show. On the beach. And we've gone around the country bringing the message of hope through music. And to bring it back for our last one in Pompano Beach was apropos. Look forward to seeing you at the event. I'm going to go out with a good friend of ours, Mike Zito, and change my ways.
Just shake your head. You can't believe how the lies are true. All the ghosts of the past, baby, they're still haunting you. But now you ask me why I wanna break your heart. Are you asking me why, baby? Why would I break your heart? And I don't know why you're asking me, cause you knew the answer from the start, darling. You see, I gotta change my way. That's what you want from me. That's what you want from me. How can I change something that I just don't see? How can I change my way? We'll be right back.
Hey, Tim Ryan here with the Man Recovery Foundation. Just got in from Arkansas. Want to let you know, Rockers in Recovery is having a big event November 11th at the 101 Club in Pompano Beach, Florida. Going to have a ton of music, fellowship. I have the opportunity to come down. I get to speak, share a little bit of hope. Really excited about this event. So if you are in the Florida area, Palm Beach down to Miami, Lake Worth, whatever, head to the 101 Club. Starts at 2 in the afternoon, $10 entrance fee. Come on in, share some fellowship. Again, I will be speaking there. Really honored to be able to come in and be a part of this. If you want to follow me, you can check us out on Facebook, From Dope to Hope, or check out our foundation, www.amirf.org, or for my full-time career, I'm a National Outreach Director for Transformations Treatment Center out of Delray Beach. We will also be a sponsor for this event. Look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.